disappointing, to be honest with you. I said to the lads inside there, we need to change the moral victories. We don't do moral victories anymore. No pats on the back. We lost the game. And that's not what we do anymore. We're here to win games. Albeit, brilliant performance, particularly the second half when you're putting a team like Bray, one of the top teams in the division, when you have them pinned in for this whole second half, that's pleasing. But as I said, overall, disappointing because I'm not here for the all-moral victories.
This team had been conceding, you know, 5 and 6 goals in the games before you came. There was a much better defensive performance tonight, and unfortunately, a slip from Luke Turner right in the stroke of half-time, and that's game over.
Yeah, the timing of it wasn't great. It changes the whole game, really, because you can sense the frustration from Bray in the first half, and then as we said, the second half we dominated. Disappointed. Listen, slips happen, that's all right. It's probably a little naivety there to our play too, where I don't think Bray would have let us attack, where they might have made a little tactical foul there at that point. And listen, the lads are young, they learn, but we need to be cute as well.
Fortunately, the heads didn't drop. They came out in that second half and were the better team. You know, had two goal-bound efforts cleared off the line, and one of those has to go in eventually.
Yeah. Listen, we'll keep going. That's the only way we do it. We'll work hard. And listen, there's no one with anything on their shoulders here, but the goals will come because their play deserves the goals and the performance deserves the goals. So, listen, it's pleasing in one sense, disappointing in another, but listen, we'd go again. There's enough to work with there to make this group better. And as I said before, when I first came in, that's why I'm here, because they will get better.
One thing that the Wexford fans would have been calling out for before you came in was a bit of experience. You've brought that in with Lorcan Fitz. He's coming in as an assistant coach. We saw him playing there today, and he just settled the team down a bit, and that's going to be positive going forward.
Yeah, massive. I think that's, you nailed it on the head there. As in, he just gave that calmness and reassurance about us. And listen, Lorcan's a leader in himself. He's a talker, and he gives that experience to our lads on positional stuff, tactical stuff, and essentially he's a coach on the pitch for me.
We're midway through the season now. There's still only been 2 goals scored from Wexford so far this year. Where are the goals going to come from?
Listen, they come from all over the pitch. There's talented players there. Listen, Kyle Robinson probably needs confidence, and I'll give him the confidence. Kyle was the top scorer in the country in the under-19, the top striker in the country, at schools international. That's the calibre of player he is. Strikers need confidence. Jack Doherty, can be the best player in the league. And he's just lacking a bit of belief, in my opinion. But I give him that because I said it to him inside. He can be whatever he wants. And no disrespect to me, Wexford, or the group, Jack's better than here. And we need to get Jack performing to his maximum, to maximise his own career more than anything else. But just talent there throughout the team that will score.
You're heading up to Stradbroke next now, so a nice easy away trip to Cabinteely. But listen, some positive signs tonight, but you have to build on it.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, as I said, I'm not one for the pat on the back, but I look at performance, and the performance is there. And then the only thing, as I said, the improvement element for next week is that we're talking here with points on the board.